Kathy, were you able to grasp the, see the seer?
I understand what you're saying, and I've had that happen to me before. I've had the experience of watching or watching
myself. Split second could happen.
Right, it happens. Uh-huh. I did now, but I know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Good. Anybody else? What was experiences?
I wasn't sure. You said to watch the water. The water.
Watcher.
Oh,
watch the watcher.
Watch the watcher.
Yes.
I was watching the water. That was nice too.
That's okay. As long as you're obedient, we will take you there. I've seen it happen. What was it for you, Richard?
I was able to keep my eyes really partially open. And several times I just almost left.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to stay present.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any thoughts or anything else.
Were you perceiving the one that perceives? Were you able to grasp momentarily what is grasping the object?
I would be aware of the fact that I was, had my eyes open and that I was watching it. I says, okay, now let's see what happens when I watch it. And it just took, it was just quiet. And I didn't think that was what was supposed to happen.
Mm-mm. No. You are not watching, even though your eyes is riveting on the candle, you are not paying attention at that, nor the process of watching. You're watching what is watching it. You are being aware of the seer.
Being aware of that which actually sees.
Seeing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Marta, are you following? How was it for you, Joanna?
I've had that experience
uh-huh.
before, but this time it was like I became the flame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was the flame.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
I was the flame.
Mm. How about you, Mama?
I got to the observer pretty quickly
mm-hmm.
and was able to, I don't want to use some silly words, but I was able to stay with the observer.
Mm-hmm.
The candles didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
Trying to become the flame.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's different people experience it differently. How about for you, Mihaila? How about for you, Tony?
It was close, but I couldn't quite get behind behind my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It
is not a specific place,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot stay there all the time. It is a glimpse of so subtle. It is so subtle that it is there and it isn't. As soon as your mind wants to perceive
mm-hmm.
it is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that for you too?
Yes, once the mind kicks in, then it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, once you say something like, oh, I'm observing the observer,
it's gone. Yeah. The observer bails out from the viewpoint. And this is why, for the sake of the video, because so many people watch the video, I have to talk. This is why I said about the movie theater. If you do go to movie theater, try that, because it makes this exercise much more clear to us. Because if you can, for 2 hours, at the same time that you're looking at the picture, also be aware of the wall behind it, you are living in the world but not of it.
Mm.
I'm done that before while watching a movie, but it kind of ruins the movie.
Well, because you're just, you know, you are just trying to drive a car. You haven't been expert to do it without having to worry about it. Yeah, it does, but so be it. Let it take it. That only means you're not being observed as much, and that's the whole purpose of it. So $7.50 you pay and you go there and come out a little bit more deeper. That could be worth something. Any other questions or sharing about the practices that we do or you do at your own or your expansion of your own consciousness, or
in this exercise of watching the seer, the process is to have your eyes half open and just go with that, but not pay any attention to anything. And then at that point in time, you begin to see yourself doing this, or
whatever. No. There is no specific method I'm going to give you, because Richard, it's going to become a concept.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is that the attention is not in the process of seeing or the object of that is seen, but the one that sees it. I brought it up the first time after I had been, you know, in that for a long, long time. So it's best to keep it to yourself, because this is not something that should be treated very lightly.
For me to become aware of the observer, I do better if I don't have my eyes on one object like a flame, if I let it kind of, if I don't restrict it, let it go.
Well, that's do it that way, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. I'm going around, and that's wonderful. It really is. But when you get more absorbed in it, it becomes is opposite of the other exercise, where the more expert you become, the more you can do things with it. This one, the more you absorb it, the less you're capable of, you know, being outside, you know, doing much, you know, activity. So you become so enchanted with that piece. This is why is a very good to do, and later on, when we don't have as much activities, we do it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
When you get observed to the self, is yes.
Yes, I noticed that since I've started meditating and having a routine of that and other things that go with it, that sometimes when you do have to get active and do appointments and tasks and errands and stuff, it just like it feels like it just, I don't know, it just it feels like almost tearing, you know, that you get into a state of just meditative kind of a,
yes, in the beginning is like this, Marta. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in the beginning is like this. There's too much difference until you learn to not worry about the other side and stay in where you are and do what you need to do, and you get there when you need to get there, and everything becomes really harmonious. It's like, I give you an example. When you are doing that, when you are tasting the self and you're relaxed and you have to have guests at night, this is tearing, because here you want to move slow, but then you would get to the point where you have guests, you don't take thought for your guests, but the food, you do it. As you go along, the food is cooked, it's put on the table, your work is done. And it's so spontaneous that is almost unreal to other people. Unreal. I remember every time my mom come to our house and I have guests, my father too, they can't believe it. She said, how? How is it that you're sitting here having a cup of tea and 3 hours later you have to have guests and you had the menu to make 2-3 different things and you're still relaxed? Because the body moves when it wants to move, when you get really, really observed in it. And you get up when you, honestly, this is what happens. I'm sure all of you have experienced it to some extent. You just move because the moving moves. And you will get your things done. Not only that, you get it done so much faster and so much more complete than you used to. But in the beginning, yes, it is a tug of war. And at that time, I will tell you that if you are meditating, take extreme amount of care before you get into activity. Take your time, because that tearing is not good for you. It will make you nervous for you hours to come. Just take your time and say, well, you know what? I get up when I have to. I don't care if hell breaks loose. And then get up and do what you have to do.
Sometimes I'm training my husband, because sometimes I'll be meditating and the phone will ring. Oh, they want you on the phone. Like, stop. Jangle my nerves.
You don't say so.
By that time, I'm like,
another thing you can do is to inform your husband. Say, listen, I will not be available next 2 hours, whether you're contemplating or sewing, whatever. I do that all the time. All I have to say to Richard is, I'm in silence. And that's it. That's the end of the telephone call and everything else. So you can do that. That makes it easier on you than, just change the routine a little bit with your husband so he knows where he stands.
Because little by little he's starting to, oh, you're going to meditate? Put the TV down low.